This is a 9 Block Radio podcast. For more, go to www.9blockradio.co.za.
Welcome to the coolest podcast ever with Billy. Welcome back, world. It's another Motivational Monday. My name is Billy, and I'm really happy to be here sharing my thoughts and experiences with you. On today's episode, I'll be talking about something that I've mentioned in the past that I want to talk about on this podcast, and that is me moving to Cape Town. And I'll also be talking about one of my favorite couples online. So stay tuned for that. Let's get straight into it. I'm going to be talking about me moving to Cape Town and why I moved to Cape Town, my experience in Cape Town, and coming back to Joburg from Cape Town. It was back in 2015. I had just finished school and I had this feeling that my life was at a standstill, you know. I didn't go to varsity because my parents couldn't afford it, so I had to take a gap year and all of that. And I just felt like my life was spiraling downwards. I was going through depression. I was getting pressure from my stepmom to move out the house. Like, life just wasn't going my way, and I couldn't stop thinking about a way out. Like, I was trying to find a way out of the dark space I had found myself in. And then randomly one day, my best friend Ashley, he hit me up like, yo dude, I got this business here in Cape Town. I'd like for you to come down and for you to be my partner. We're gonna make things work, blah 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 blah, you know. I couldn't believe my luck because I had been going through such a hard time that I felt like this was God's way of answering my prayers. And now that I'm older and I know what I know, I feel like I thought Cape Town into existence. Even though I didn't think of the location Cape Town, I thought of a better place. Like, I kept imagining myself in a better place where I felt happy, where I felt appreciated and all of that. The one thing that Ash couldn't do for me, he couldn't buy me a ticket to get to Cape Town. So I had to hustle my own way to get to Cape Town, which I did. I hustled a few $100. I got myself a ticket and I was off to Cape Town. I went by bus. A lot of people suggested me going by plane, but for me, it felt like I'm going to Cape Town. I'm not going to America or England or something. It's here in South Africa. Let me go via road so I can experience the thrill of seeing new places that I don't know, instead of just flying there like 2 hours. I'm there, like, I wasn't going there for a meeting, I was going there to live there, you know. So I wasn't really in a hurry to get there. I thank God that I did go by bus because the experience was really nice. I remember when I was a kid, I watched Mama Jack, and it's a Leon Schuster movie for all of those who don't know. In the movie, I think it's set in Beaufort West. So in my mind, I had this misconception that Beaufort West was like right next to Cape Town. And I remember when I got to Beaufort West, I was so excited, like, yeah, finally I'm close to Cape Town. And then we drove for like 2 or 3 hours in a straight line going nowhere. It was just like empty. There was nothing. From Beaufort West, we drove. We just drove and drove. I remember seeing the Shosholoza train passing us. It was moving much quicker than us. And I was like kind of bored because like there's nothing. It's like a long stretch of road where there's just like nothing on your left or on your right. And then we got to this part where there was just like shacks and informal settlements, but also like another long stretch. And what touched me about this place was the fact that it was so remote to everything, and the fact that the people there looked like they didn't have proper services being delivered to them. And I was like to myself, this is not right, you know, all of those things. And then we kept on driving and we drove. And then at some point in the Western Cape, for sure, I know for a fact we're in the Western Cape, and there were just mountains everywhere. And I kept on thinking that I'm gonna see Table Mountain anytime soon, but there was nothing. Just disappointment after disappointment after disappointment. And then we drove. We kept on driving. The whole drive in total was like 16 hours. I remember when we got to Cape Town, when I could see Table Mountain, I could see the ocean, I was like, okay, now I'm definitely in Cape Town, but I didn't know exactly where I was. And then we got to the Civic Center. I think it's called the Civic Center. I don't remember. It's basically like the park station of Cape Town. If you ever take a bus to Joburg or a train to Joburg or a taxi to Joburg, you're probably gonna end up somewhere close to Park Station, which is basically like the city center of Joburg. So the civic center is basically the equivalent of Park Station, but in Cape Town. So when I got to the civic center, I called my friend like, yo dude, I'm here. And then he told me that nah, he's at work, he can't come pick me up right now. I have to go to the My City station and buy a card and take a bus to Table View. Now, like, I was really scared because you gotta understand, I know no one besides Ashley in Cape Town, like literally no one. So if I get lost or if there's any sort of miscommunication or anything, I'm lost. Like, I won't be able to find my way. Probably I'll have to go to a police station or something, you know. But thank God, because the My City services are very easy to use. I mean, I was the first time, I'd never been in Cape Town before, but I was able to navigate my way through Cape Town via the My City, and I felt like that was such a very good experience. I got to where my homie was, and that's how I arrived in Cape Town. And then I started working with him on the business. We're selling Brovos rolls. It was a lucrative business for a few months. It was very, very interesting. We worked really hard at it. I didn't have any time during the week. I worked from Monday to Saturday. Sundays was my only days off. I would go to church and sometimes I'll go sightseeing, but I did a lot while I was in Cape Town. It was interesting for me because I didn't know Cape Town, so everything was new. I was always a stranger everywhere I went. I had to introduce myself everywhere I went, which was part of the reason why I didn't enjoy my stay that much in Cape Town, because I felt really, really lonely. Like, as the months went by, I felt super, super lonely because I constantly had to introduce myself to people everywhere I went. There was obviously like places where I went to frequently, people knew me, but everywhere else I had to introduce myself. And I'm not that kind of person. I don't like introducing myself, I don't like putting myself with new people, because it's like people always judge you and criticize you naturally, you know. But I really did enjoy the stay because I started skating again in Cape Town. Skating is not as much of a taboo as it is in Joburg. There's a lot of things that are different in Cape Town compared to Joburg, like skating, for example. In Cape Town, everybody skates. Like, skating is a normal thing, but here in Jersey, people, well, majority of people look down upon skaters. You know, you treat it as if you don't have any value towards society. The other thing that was different between Joburg and Cape Town was the fact that everything in Cape Town is so expensive. Like, something that you'd pay 20 rand for here in Jersey, in Cape Town you're paying 50 rand easy. So that was really, really weird. That's also another reason why I kind of left Cape Town, because one of my biggest fears while I was in Cape Town was going broke and not having anyone I could turn to if I needed financial help. Of course, I was working and things were going well financially, but I didn't want to have to wait until I was dead broke and not have anywhere to go for me to want to leave Cape Town. But it was really interesting. I really understood why people say you should travel so you can experience life, because the value of money really changed drastically while I was in Cape Town. The other thing that I feel like I went to Cape Town to accomplish was me going to find my zen. While I started skating, I met a homie who lived in the same complex as me, and we just started skating together, man. But I was still like, I was a rookie at skating. I sucked, basically, and I didn't know much about skating besides the fact that I had a passion for it. And this homie just took me. He was slightly older than me. I think he was like 3-4 years older than me. He was a white guy, and he just like took me under his wing and he told me everything he knew, and we just became very close friends. And the one life lesson that he taught me that changed my life forever until this day, and the revelation I had was finding my zen. So this one day we're skating and I'm struggling to like find my balance, and he explains to me that skating is all about finding your zen. I'm like, what? Finding your zen? I didn't really understand the concept. There was this one show that I'd watched on MTV. It was something about zen, like a zen master or something. So I knew that the word zen had to do with Japanese people or Asian people, but I didn't really know what it was. After that day, I was really intrigued. Like, if I find my zen, I'll become a better skater. And I went on that journey of discovering what zen was and everything. And that basically snowballed into me being who I am today and me believing in the things that I believe in today. And I feel like if I had never gone to Cape Town, I would never have become this person that I am today. And I am really, really thankful for that. Being in Cape Town also allowed for me and my best friend Ash to get closer. Sundays were our days off, so we'd get to spend some time together. Sometimes we'll do activities together. I think him and I are both adrenaline junkies, and when we're together, that side of us comes out. The most extreme thing we did while I was in Cape Town was we literally climbed Table Mountain. Now there's two routes that you could possibly take when you climb Table Mountain. There's the hiking route, which is the easy route, and there's the climbing route, which is the more difficult, less recommended route. Ash and I literally ignored all the warnings and we took the harder route. It was a lot harder than we had initially thought it was gonna be. And what was supposed to be about an hour and a half hike turned out to be like 3-4 hours worth of navigating and climbing and going through tough terrain. I literally felt like Bear Grylls on that day. The only difference is I didn't have a camera watching me. I felt like my life was really, really in danger. There was a time when Ash was climbing in front of me, and as we're climbing, this rock falls and it hit me square in my forehead, and I remember being dazed. I don't know how I didn't lose my grip, but I just held on for dear life. And by that time, we had been high enough that if I had fallen, I would have probably not made it out alive. And I remember when we did climb Table Mountain, that was when I was close to leaving Cape Town. Leaving Cape Town was a choice that I made. Yeah, that was basically my experience of Cape Town in a nutshell. Obviously, there's a lot more experiences that I was not able to cover in this segment, but I'm sure the details will come out over time. With that said, I'm gonna move on to the next segment of the podcast. As usual with this segment, it's always about me highlighting people that are inspirational, people that can help motivate the listeners who are the youth. Today, I've decided to profile Charles and Alyssa Forever. They are a couple. I discovered them on Facebook. That's where I first initially discovered them, and I've been following them ever since. I really, really love this couple, especially now in the time that we find ourselves in South Africa, where there's so much gender-based violence, there's so much rape going on, there's so much nastiness happening between male and females in the relationship dynamic. I just felt the need for me to highlight positive relationships, where if you're a guy and you're thinking, oh, girls are just gold diggers, they're after my money or whatever, you're gonna have a different perspective. Or maybe if you're a female or a girl, you're thinking, oh, all guys are predators, all guys are jerks, all guys are like this, men are trash, you might get a different perspective. I love them because they're not a regular couple. I believe they forever pranking each other, they do vlogs together and they do challenges together. Of course, they're not the only couple online that does this, and next week I'm gonna have another couple for you, but they're like one of my favorites. I like how Charles is always pranking Alyssa. Like, Charles has really, really good pranks, but also Alyssa also gets Charles really, really well, and most of their pranks are well thought out. They're not just pranking each other because they're trying to prank each other for a channel, but they're pranking each other just so they can get each other, you know. The one prank that I remember that I liked was the prank where Charles pranked Alyssa and he broke up with her, and then she broke the TV. It's really, really inspiring for me, being a single guy, thinking about it. Like, I can actually find something like that. Like, I can find a person who is willing to have fun with me in that sense. So with Charles and Alyssa, I believe they represent the perfect relationship, because they have time to play with each other, they have time to joke with each other, they can be serious with each other. Sometimes they sit and they ask each other questions. Those questions are quite uncomfortable questions to answer, especially on camera, especially in front of the person that you love. So I really, really look up to them, and I really, really get inspired, and they make me believe that I will find what I'm looking for one day eventually, and there is someone out there who's for me, who's gonna understand me. And with that said, I'm gonna round up this podcast for today. My name is Billy. This has been the Motivational Monday episode for this week. Find me on social media at Renowned Billy on Twitter and Instagram. Catch the DMC Wednesdays with the squad. I love you guys. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log on to www.9blockradio.co.za.